Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah. Rolling at the very bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph, we started a brisa that ends this Amud yesterday. We're in the middle of it. The brisa was recapping all the cases that the Mishnah had spoken about briefly, namely when the four parshios are and what defines when they should each be read and what is read. And this brisa was quoted throughout this Amud as kashes / proofs on Rav / Shmuel, different opinions about when one reads the Parsha before Rosh Chodesh, when one reads it after, etc. So I'm going to start the Braisa again. It's six lines up from the bottom, and Lamed Amud Aleph. It says, Tana Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh other Shechalios for Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh other that fell out on Shabbos, Karin Kitisa. You read Kitisa, that's a special Maftir, or the Shkalim, or Maftirin B'Yoyada, and the Maftir is the section of Yoyada, which also had to do with Shkalim. What is considered the first week that you read this parsha? Anything Rosh Chodesh Adar is chal in that week, or according to Shmuel's reading on that Shabbos, each one Rav and Shmuel had to explain this brisa according to their own shita. But the simple way of reading it seemingly is Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out within a week, so you'd read Shkalim either on Shabbos, you read on that Shabbos, or the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. But Filo be'erev Shabbos, in erev Shabbos, you would read prior to it. That was the simple reading, and Shmuel said it meant to go after. B'shnia Zohar. The second week it's Zohar. Maftirin Pekadti, and we read about Amalek, the section of Pekadti in Sefer Shmuel. Ve'ezri Shabbos Shnia. What is the second Shabbos? How do you define that? Kol Shechal Purim Lios V'Sochar. Purim is in that part. So it's not the week following the first one. So define wherever Purim is going to be in the week. The Shabbos before is Zohar. Afil Be'erev Shabbos. The Shlishi is Paraduma. The third week will be Paraduma. Aftirin Bizarakti Aleichem also has to do with Tahara. The Ezri Shabbat Shlishi is what is that third week? Kol Shesmucha LePurim, close to Purim. Now there was a different case. It was really two cases. It could be close to Purim. It could also be close to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We talked about that in the Amud also. Me'achareha, right? Kol Shesmucha LePurim Me'achareha, after Purim. The Revius, the fourth week is Achodesh Zeh. Is Achodesh Zeh Aleichem. Is the tzivui of Kiddush HaChodesh about Rosh Chodesh Nisan, umaftirin ko amar Hashem Elokim barishon ve'echol HaChodesh. And we read also, obviously, a parsha in Yecheskel that has to do with that also. Then it says, ve'ezri Shabbos revis, what is the fourth week? Kol shechal Rosh Chodesh Nisan lios v'socha. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out in that week, again, you would read beforehand, the Shabbos beforehand, if it's during the week, or if it's on Rosh Chodesh, you read on that day, right? Kol shechal Rosh Chodesh Nisan lios v'socha. Vafilu be'erev Shabbos. So Rashi has about half the Amud here is taken up with one Rashi. Not going to read it inside. Rashi goes through, in a very Bekitzer fashion, what all the scenarios could be of when the four, the Arba Parshios, when the four Parshios you read will fall out. Meaning to say, it's not just 4 weeks long. It's at least 5 weeks. And in one scenario, it actually takes up six Shabbosim. So Rashi goes through all the potential scenarios. I'll say it out in shorthand. That first off, he establishes the fact that according to the way our calendar is set up, you can never have Leil Pesach at certain times, you can never have Rosh Chodesh Adar at certain times, you can never have Rosh Chodesh Nisan at certain times. Yeah? So, first off, Pesach can never come out on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, yeah, according to our calendar. And the only days you'll have Rosh Chodesh Adar, because of that fact, are going to be on Shabbos, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Yeah, so let's stick with that. Start with that fact. Rosh Chodesh Adar can come out in four different scenarios: Shabbos, Monday, Wednesday, or Thursday. And according to that, there's a bunch of simanim here. Namely, Rashi says the simanim read as follows: Zatu, Bu, Dad, Ubiyo. What does all this stand for? Zatu stands for that if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos, on the Zion of the week, the seventh day, then the week that will be skipped, I mean, the week that will not have one of the Arba Parshios, will be on the Tetzvav, on the 15th of Adar, right? So in that scenario, you'll have his Parsha Shkolim will be on a Rosh Chodesh Adar, yeah? And then the following week, and then you'll read Shkolim on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the following week we'll read Zachar, the week after that will be nothing, it's the day after Purim, you won't read any special Parsha, the week after that will be Para, and the week after that, HaChodesh, and the Rosh Chodesh Nisan will be the next day, Sunday. That's the case of Zatu. Then the next case in the simon is bu, or bo, however you would vowelize it's a simon. So that means that if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on the second day of the week, meaning Monday, yeah, so then the skip, the Shabbos, where it doesn't have one of the Arba Parshios, will be on Vav, will be on the 6th of the month. So that scenario, is that you read Parsha Shkolim on a Shabbos, then Rosh Chodesh Adar is on the following Monday. The next Shabbos is the sixth of Adar, that will be skipped. The next Shabbos is Zachor, Purim is on a Sunday, then the next Shabbos is Parah, and the next Shabbos is Achodesh, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out on Tuesday. Next part of the siman is called Dad, Dalet Dalet, meaning to say that if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Dalet on a Wednesday, then the Shabbos that will be skipped, that won't have one of the Arba Parshiyos, will be Dalet, will be the fourth of the month of Adar. So that scenario is that Shkolim comes out on a Shabbos, obviously. The next Wednesday is Rosh Chodesh. Then the next Shabbos, which is the fourth of the month, is nothing. The next Shabbos is Zachor. Purim comes out on Tuesday. Then Parah is the next Shabbos. HaChodesh is the next Shabbos. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out on the following Thursday. So those three cases all had one skipped week and then four Parshiyos around it. So in the end, it takes up a span of about a month. I mean, there are five Shabbosim which go over that time. One of them is not one of the Arba Parshiyos. The last of the siman, though, Uvio, Vav, Beis, Yud, Vav, means that if it comes out on the 6th, meaning to say Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on the Friday, meaning the 6th day of the week, Friday, then there are two skips. There's Beis, meaning the 2nd of the month of Adar won't have a Parsha, and Yud, Vav, and the 16th of the month will also not have a Parsha. So that setup is as follows. Parsha Shkolim comes out on a Shabbos. You read it whatever Shabbos it is. The next Friday of that week will be Rosh Chodesh Adar. The day after that is Shabbos, is the 2nd of the month of Adar. You don't have a special Parsha. And the following week is Zachor, and Purim comes out the following Thursday. Then again, the Shabbos after Purim, which is the 16th of the month of Adar, will be no special Parsha. So now you have two skips now. Parshas Parah will be the following week, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan will be on Shabbos, which will also be Parshas Chodesh, will take out three Sifrei Torah. That is what's going on this year, as a matter of fact. So that scenario actually spans six Shabbosim in order to get the four Parshiyos in. That's the only case where that would happen. That's this big, long Rashi on this page here. I hope I did it justice. So continues our Gemara. Now we go back to our Mishnah. B'chamishi is chozim the Kesidrim. The fifth week of the setup, and after you've done all Arba Parshiyos, then you go back to the regular order of things. So the Gemara says, a Seder Mai, to the order of what? Rav Ami Omar the Seder Parshiyos. Rav Ami says you go back to reading the Parshiyos, meaning to say for these four Parshiyos, the special ones, the weekly portion was actually pushed off. Now you go back to the weekly portion. You didn't read any of the regular parshas in the Chumash. You have a Seder Parshiyos Suchozer. We have Yirmiya Amar, Rav Yirmiya says, and this is what we do, the Seder Haftaras Suchozer. No. Just the Haftaras were being pushed off from what they would regularly be. Now you go back to the regular Seder of Haftaras. Amar Abaye says, Kavasi Rav Ami Mistabra, the Shita of Rav Ami, the first Shita that you interrupted the weekly Torah readings, makes more sense. The Tanan, the Komaf Sikin, the Rosh Chodashim, Lechanako Lepurim, Letanios Lamamodos, Leom Kippurim. The Mishnah said that we always interrupt something. And you interrupt something for all sorts of occasions. Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Tainis, Ma'amodos, which were Torah readings that were read in the series of Tainios that they used to do, and Yom Kippur. So Bishlama Lamanda Amr the Seder Parshiyos Uchozer, this makes sense according to the opinion that we go back to the Seder of the Parshiyos of the Torah. And that's what the interruption in being referred to in this part of the Mishnah is. You're interrupting the Seder of the Parshiyos of the Torah. Hainu de'ika Parsha b'chol. Makes sense then. And we're talking about things that are during the week. A fast day in the Ma'amodos that went with the fast days are weekday experiences, not a Yom Tov or a Shabbos. So what do you do during the week? There's no Haftarah during the week. So the only thing we could be interrupting and going back to would have to be the regular Torah reading. Namely, on a Monday and a Thursday, I usually read the first Aliyah that's going to be read in of the Parsha that's coming the following Shabbos. Yeah? So we won't do that on a Monday and Thursday comes out on a fast day, for example. And indeed, that's what we do. The fast comes out on Monday and Thursday. We don't read any of the portion of that Shabbos so that what that's going to be. We just read the fast day reading. So that would make sense if that's the Manda Amr over here, right? That's why the Parsha B'chol. Al-Lamanda Amr, according to the opinion of the Seder Haftarah Suchozir, going back to Haftarah, Haftarah B'chol Mi'ika, there's no Haftarah during the week. So what's the answer? V'idach, the other Shita will say to you, Hakidisa, Hakidisa. They're totally unrelated. When it comes to the Arba Parshiyos, we are going by Haftaras. When it comes to things that are Yom Tovim and Shabbos, we also go by Haftaras. When it comes to things during the week, correct. There we're going to put aside the Parsha reading, the Torah reading, and read something special for a Tainis or the Ma'amados. The Gemara says, if a Tainis Lomali Hafsaka, why anyways when it comes to Tainis, yeah, to read the special reading that has to do with the fast day, why do we need to break from whatever the weekly Torah portion is? Likri mitzafra b'inyana diyuma of a mincha b'tanisa. So you're going to read the Torah in the morning and the afternoon, aren't you? So in the morning, read whatever the normal reading would be for that week. And a mincha, read about a tanis. So you say Messiah Leila Rav Huna. This actually would go with the opinion, would assist the opinion of Rav Huna. Damar Rav Huna mitzafro kinufo. He says that in the morning of a fast is a great gathering, and they don't actually read anything in the morning, according to him. They just gather and talk about different things that have to be repaired in the city, and they do tshuva, and there's no Torah reading at all. So Heiski of Dinan, how does gathering work? Amar Abaye, he said it worked like this. Mitzafra lepagaliyoma, from the morning until halfway through the day, ma'inina b'mili demasa. You look into matters of the town. See if there are veiras in the town that need to be taken care of. Mipalge diyoma lepanya, from midday until evening, riva, a quarter of that, meaning half of the remaining time, the yuma of the day, karo maftar, you read the Torah and you have a haftar. The riva, and another quarter, the remaining quarter, the yuma of the day, bo rachme, then they daven. Shenemar, as it says, psukim in Sefer Ezra, by karo b'sefer Torah Hashem elokeihem, they read in the Sefer Torah Hashem, revias hayom, a quarter of the day, revias, and a quarter of the day, misvadim mishtachavim, they would confess and bow. When it says ve'epuch ana, why don't I turn it around? Why don't I say that the davening and the reading of the Torah had to be in the morning, and in the afternoon you look into matters of the town? Say los lagadaitach. You would never think that would be the case. Because the pasuk tells us ve'elai ye'osu kol charid bidvarai bidivrei Elokei Yisrael. To me gathered all who were fearing of the words of the God of Israel. Al ma'al hagola, about the averes and the diaspora. Ezra here is bemoaning the fact that so many people in the Gola had married non-Jewish spouses. So they were looking into these Averis, trying to do tshuva about it. I sat shocked ad l'mincha sa'erev, until the afternoon, the mincha time of the afternoon. And it says, mincha sa'erev kamti min ta'anesi. Then in the Erev, I got up from my fasting. Now really, Rashi points out, the Raya here is from the part of the pasuk not being quoted. And it says that after that, he davened. It's showing you very clearly the davening part of the day had to be in the end of the day. That means the beginning of the day was looking into the various. The end of the day was the davening and the Torah reading and the haftar. Okay, so we're actually going to stop at this point in this Amid because we can start the Mishnah and get into halfway through, but it really doesn't make sense in the middle of a topic. So Mirtz Hashem, we continue with the Mishnah next time. Thank you for listening.